Nonfiction, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. Alt-Right Gains Exposure, But Tedious Cliches Betray Lack of Ideas. Ross Saunders, Cardiff West Socialist Party. The publication in January of Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, with recent appearances on British and international television, represent an advance for tired, but dangerous arch-conservative ideas. Peterson is a Canadian psychology professor who has become the darling of the alt-right, the new, mainly internet-based far-right fringe. He has earned this place through vocal online opposition to progressive causes. In an interview for Vice, he describes the #METOO movement against sexual harassment and assault as outraged mob activism. Peterson ludicrously asserts that MacUp is sexually provocative, and women who complain about sexual harassment, but wear MacUp are hypocrites. This is nothing but the old, crude, false argument that the victims of sexual harassment and assault are to blame, rather than the perpetrators, that appearance is a green light for aggressive sexual advances, and worse. In other interviews he says abortion is just wrong, and suggests getting married is the alternative. Arguably Peterson's most outrageous statement to date is in response to the mass murders committed by men associated with the misogynist online incel subculture. Incel stands for involuntary celibate, and is based on the deeply sexist idea that men are entitled to sex from women. Several incel men, most notably Elliot Rodger in 2014, have engaged in killing sprees to punish women. Rather than condemn the misogyny and alienation of capitalist society which breeds these atrocities, Peterson says society must practice enforced monogamy of women, to supply wives for abusive men. And the book itself attempts to rationalize the pay gap between men and women with pseudo-scientific claims that differences between genders suit men to work which Peterson considers worthy of higher pay. It is a great shame we can't simply ignore such backward ideas. Far-right ideology is still on the margins of society. But as the leaders of new left movements fail to find a clear way forward, more can turn in frustration to reaction against the growing movements of women, oppressed groups and the wider working class. Indeed, Peterson and those like him are being groomed by a section of the capitalist establishment to be used against the workers' movement at some later stage. The Spectator describes Peterson as one of the most important thinkers to emerge on the world stage for many years. As well as receiving funding from far-right sources like Ezra Levant's website The Rebel, Peterson's huge publishing deal managed to propel 12 Rules into the position of a number one international bestseller. Torture. But the interest in Peterson's book will amaze anyone who is not already a fan. It's torture. Time and time again it meanders around a topic, before coming to rest on bland clichés dressed up as forgotten wisdom. It's peppered with tedious recountings of dreams Peterson and his wife have had, that he supposes are significant. It swings between false humility and comical grandiloquence. He claims to be wrestling with the source of crisis in modern societies. It is no accident that figures discussing this topic are emerging now, when capitalism has been mired in crisis for a decade and still has no strategy to exit the impasse. There is terrible suffering of working class and young people worldwide. Peterson's prescription is simply to accept that suffering, to shoulder the burden of being, and to take the heroic path. Anyone who looks for its source, the way society is set up, he tells to set your house in order, before you criticize the world. Throughout, Peterson claims to be against ideology in general. In truth, this means he is backing up the status quo. He is a declared opponent of what he calls Marxism, which he manages to detect in ideas few Marxists would recognize as their own. His libertarian capitalist ideals leave him with no real ideas about how to tackle society's problems, other than for individuals to try harder in some undefined way. Your suffering can be left at your feet, because you are not everything you could be, and you know it. We have no idea how fast we could multiply that if people got their act together and really aimed at it. We can solve inequality, global crisis, alienation, the lack of a future for billions, by having enough isolated individuals really aiming to improve themselves. These are not ideas, but the absence of ideas. What content does exist in the book amounts to no more than common sense platitudes about how to get the best personal advantage. Stand up straight with your shoulders back is the name of one chapter. This is what Leon Trotsky had to say about common sense in his infinitely superior work Their Morals and Ours. When that same common sense attempts to go beyond its valid limits into the arena of more complex generalizations, it is exposed as just a clot of prejudices of a definite class and a definite epoch. No more than a simple capitalist crisis brings common sense to an impasse, and before such catastrophes as revolution, counter-revolution, and war, common sense proves a perfect fool. In order to realize the catastrophic transgressions against the normal course of events, higher qualities of intellect are necessary, philosophically expressed as yet only by dialectic materialism, the scientific socialist method of Marxism. 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos by Jordan Peterson, £20. Published by Alan Lane. Their Morals and Ours by Leon Trotsky, £11 from leftbooks.co.uk.